This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Nations from Australia to Vietnam announced more drastic curbs and longer lockdowns for citizens on Friday as authorities in the region struggle with outbreaks of the highly infectious Delta variant of the coronavirus. In Australia's biggest city of Sydney, 2 million residents, or roughly 4% of its population, face an overnight curfew next week. A lockdown of the entire city, now in its eighth week, was also extended until the end of September, with residents told to wear masks outdoors except for exercise. In neighboring New Zealand, an outbreak that began this week widened to the capital Wellington from the biggest city Auckland, prompting Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern to extend a nationwide lockdown until Tuesday. Ardern's critics question if she can repeat last year's feat of almost stamping out COVID-19, given the highly contagious nature of the Delta variant. Vietnam imposed its toughest order yet, barring residents of the business hub of Ho Chi Minh City from leaving their homes starting Monday. Like Australia and New Zealand, Vietnam was once lauded for success in containing the virus, but is finding earlier measures were insufficient. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett received a third shot of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine on Friday after Israel extended its booster campaign for people over 40 to try to curb the Delta coronavirus variant. New cases in Israel have surged since Delta's emergence, and Bennett, who is 49, has sought to avoid an economically painful national lockdown by ramping up third doses. Over 1 million of Israel's 9.3 million have received a third shot, but there's no consensus among scientists and health agencies that a third dose is needed. The World Health Organization said this week that data did not indicate that and wants the whole world to be fully vaccinated. This is VOA News. The United Nations Refugee